762, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287 was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin, she became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.
Hello and welcome to Look What's After Happening. It's a podcast and you have it in your ears right now.
That's it, you're listening to it. Welcome in. We're so delighted that you joined us. Where have you been? What have you been up to?
Yeah, what's been going on with your dog? I heard there was problems.
Yeah, look, we never want to get into the dog stuff too early, but we hope that Rex is doing fine.
Yeah.
We saw down the town that maybe Rex was feeling a little bit poorly. His paws look a little mangled, to be honest.
Well, they've got something like stuck to them.
Yeah, well, is that what it is? Yeah, because they're huge. They're huge.
They're huge, and it's making him difficult. Making it difficult for him to walk.
Yeah, for sure. Now, he's still giving it a good go.
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, well, he'd want to. Because he is a dog and he needs to get home.
He does need to get
home.
But
the people are cheering him on every day. They go down there.
It's a slow trip home for Rex, to be fair. If you're worried, I haven't seen him in a couple of days now, he hasn't moved far. He's still on the street. He's still on the main street.
Occasionally people just give him a shove to kind of keep the momentum going. But we're not. Yeah.
Now, once he gets up to the top of the hill by McCaffrey's, it should be fine. You know, one way or the other, he'll get back down that hill.
I don't know how he got a full drum kit stuck to his feet, but he's making a hell of a clatter going up the road.
He is. Well, what's excellent, I think, and what's worked out very well is that one paw on the front has a drumstick, the other one has the cymbal, and vice versa on the back.
Yeah,
so it does work out well. Do you know that there is a bit of rhythm to it?
A crash cymbal and a splash cymbal, I think. So it's a nice contrast in them.
Is that what that
is? It's an 18-inch splash and a 16-inch crash cymbal, yeah.
Yeah, and he's a small dog.
Oh, God, yeah, he's a small dog, yeah.
Little chihuahua.
Little chihuahua. So really, they're just, everything's just clattering off each other. But if you do see a baby Rex, do send him on his way.
Send him on his way.
A couple of times, a marching band have formed behind him.
Yeah. he called a halt to the end of the parade last week. Now
he called a halt to it.
it all just sort of stopped behind him, and then like everybody was waiting for it to happen. And it was a couple of hours before people figured out.
Oh yeah, he brought a halt to the parade rather than he called a halt to it. He wasn't like let's knock this on the head.
He brought it to a halt. And I've seen a couple of people as well, because he gets very tired and he's like, no, I don't want any more of this. I encourage you to lift him up, give him a shake, and then send him off on his way. Don't let him rest for too long, because he needs to get home.
Oh, he does, yeah.
He needs to get home.
Well, anyway, Mrs. Lynch, this episode is going out for you.
Yeah.
Hopefully, baby Rex will get home soon.
Yeah. And the whole excuse of like, I don't know where he is. That doesn't fly anymore, Mrs. Lynch.
Yeah, you know.
You know exactly where he is. The rest of the town knows where he is.
Yeah.
Pick up your dog.
Pick up your dog.
Pick up your dog. Anyway, that's the kind of messages portion of...
That's the messages portion.
We do a little bit of a public message board up top. That's what we're going to start...
That's what we're going to start soon. That wasn't a public message. That's a very private one sent in for Mrs. Lynch. But we will be doing a public message board. So do, if you have public messages, job offers, spare wheelbarrows that you're looking to sell.
That's it. If you want to do a little bit of cleaning, you know, that sort of stuff. Language classes, all that sort of stuff. We're going to start instituting. Anyway, we have a great show today.
Oh, we've got a great show. We have a guest. We have a guest today.
Which is fantastic news.
Yes.
Fantastic news. Well, well-timed
we
as
were
well.
Delighted. We were both delighted when we heard the news.
that we'd have a guest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it really did.
He just turned up and said, I'm your guest today. And we said, okay, fair enough.
Because we've just started getting a booker. We've worked with a booker. So it's great to have him working in the background, I guess.
Well, it's a bookie. But anyone who has significant debts, the bookie will send down to us to have a chat. Fair enough.
Anyway, it's well timed. It's coming into summer and you might be heading off on holidays. And we have our man, Terry Blevins here, who is an Airbnb and hotel reviewer.
Yes, Terry.
To give you a little bit of the inside track on what's happening in hotels.
Terry, welcome to the show.
It's so good to be here. It's an exciting time in my industry.
Yeah, it is. A lot of change going on at
the
moment.
It's the Wild West. I like to say, because everyone is offering their place to stay.
Right.
So you can stay in a castle. You could stay in someone's room with them.
Yeah. And Wild West.
Is that something you're particularly looking out for, Terry?
It's just, I track all the trends in the industry.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what's happening right now. And you can stay in a room with someone that you aspire to stay in a room with, or you can stay with someone that it makes you feel like you're a hostage.
Oh,
there are themes. There's a lot to do right now.
What's hot right now? What's hot right now, Terry? What are the big trends at the moment?
I'll tell you what's hot right now is traveling very close to where you live.
Mm.
So staying with people that you see often. But don't know.
Sure.
So some people you might bump into in like a local supermarket or something.
Or even in your building. People are staying in their building across the hall with people that they've never, that they don't know quite well.
You just recognize, oh, there's that fella again.
That's it.
Yeah.
Nice. I've always been curious.
Yeah.
And so, so it's been really, it's an interesting time. People think the purse strings are tight right now, but there's actually quite a bit in reserves because of COVID.
Because of COVID.
Oh, yeah. So everyone's saved up. They were staying by themselves.
People have squirreled away money, not lots, but just enough, again, to stay close to home.
Maybe one floor up, two doors over.
That, across the street. Who is that old woman? It's sort of a Grey Gardens thing happening. I've always been curious about it.
Yeah.
And
come here. If you say you wanted, so we have a lot of listeners. Say you're a listener and you're like, okay, there is an old woman across the street.
Yes.
I'd love to stay in her house for a week or two. How would you go, how would you broach that conversation, I guess?
Well, there are sites. We see people that are also escorting, sort of curating. They don't call themselves escorts.
Okay.
Because of escorts.
Yes. Oh, yeah, okay. It would be confusing, I guess, yes.
So they're chaperones.
Oh, I see, okay.
These are travel chaperones.
Right.
And they essentially create the experience of, let me go talk to that old woman for you, make that work, let's bring a bag of groceries that we know she likes, shop for her, essentially, and then... It's almost like tricking her.
Yeah, yeah. I was wondering.
There's a bit of trickery.
But that's the magic of it.
Well, that's the hunt. People like that part of it.
You deliver the groceries, and then you're just kind of like, they're just waiting for you to leave, and you just stay there for like 3 days.
It's funny you say that. So, because I don't think I had mentioned that yet, but yes, I do a bit of that myself.
Will you facilitate that?
You're chaperoning as well.
Incredible.
As a way to make a little bit of extra money.
Mm-hmm. So you buy groceries, you say, oh, I'm here with your groceries. There's a kind of look of like confusion on the face of the...
Well, see, you disarm them because they're very... As much as people don't like talking to strangers and it feels off-putting, they're excited to have free groceries. And that somehow you...
Yeah, people get excited by free groceries.
They do. And if you do a bit of investigating by looking through their trash a little bit, you come to know, all right, let's get some sliced ham. Yeah. Let's get... They're out of eggs. And then boom, now you're in the house.
Boom, lickety split. Just go through their rubbish a couple of times.
And within
you get
a half
the gist
hour, after some tea or coffee, you realize, they're open. $100, right. Euros, either way.
Yeah.
And you're in. You're in, and they say, I guess I do have a place.
Are you paying them $100, or is it just $100 involved?
Oh, no, you pay them.
You pay them.
Yeah.
So they're aware of it at that point. So it's really just a way to get in the door.
You're in the door with the free groceries, and now you're brokering a deal.
Great, okay. And it isn't like $100 and I leave in 3 days?
It's just $100.
It's open. It's a bit open-ended.
I see.
Yeah. $100 gets you in.
Right.
And they go, well, I don't really rent a room here.
That's a flat fee then, is it?
And they sort of start to treat you like a grandson in the case of
that. Oh, that's nice.
Right.
So it's a bit of role play as well.
Okay. You have to dress up in the grandson's old clothes.
It's funny you mention that.
And yeah. call her you grandmother.
Can yeah. in cases.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It helps, you think?
Oh, I think so.
You think yeah. so yeah.
And these are all in your reviews, the kind of conditions, what you should do.
You go to my site.
Mm-hmm. What's your website again?
It's called New Experiences. Mm-hmm. And believe me, people show up there and they think it's going to be something else. Yeah. And yeah. it's not. I'm not a sex site.
No. Well, it's .edu as well. So it's kind of an educational.
And that's just because it was available.
Sure.
Because there are some other sex sites that are. So I'm .edu.
Right.
And people believe it's an abroad travel thing and it's yeah. not exactly.
No.
It can be, but it isn't exclusively.
No.
So, yeah.
It's good.
And it's been good.
Sure.
It's been good. Not great, but good.
But good.
And growing.
Sure, growing.
Week, growing this week.
But
they
both
send
directions.
You metrics constantly.
Up and down, right?
Which is upsetting.
It's growing up and down.
I have a data service that I use that it gives me all the information on
okay,
how I'm
right.
doing
on your
in
website,
real time.
How your website is doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah. your business. Can I ask, is that why you started to offer, so the role-playing element has actually started to take up a little bit more of the kind of business model? So you're doing kind of like role-play classes, preparation classes, I guess, acting classes?
It's all of that now.
Yeah.
It's sort of, it is become experiential to the point that I'm allowing it to evolve and then following the business where it leads me.
Sure.
As opposed to trying to dictate. A lot of people think that business has to be organized and clear in terms of what it is you're selling. And I've
intentional. Some people make the mistake that business has to be intentional.
I mean, it's the same as the free groceries. Just get in the door and then we'll figure out what the business
is. Well, that's what it
is. Yeah.
That's what it is. In a way, it's a bit like, I call it a hitchhiker model to business, where you just sort of
stick the thumb out. And then
that's exactly why I use that term.
Yeah. Get in the car, then tell them where you're going.
Then tell them, and by the way, or tell me where we're going.
Yeah, sure. Either or, right?
Where are you heading to?
I don't know. Sure. Where are you heading to?
Yeah. Where are we going?
And that is off-putting. It's a good metaphor because it's off-putting initially to the host.
Mm.
And yet, once you're on the ride, you know what? I have a Tom Petty bootleg. Would you like me to put that in here? And they say, we don't have a tape deck. This car is
a
more,
modern car.
It's a modern car.
Not older than 30 years.
That's right.
Mm. Yeah.
So you still have the tape.
Got the tape. And
well,
they
I made
say,
an offer.
Well,
so
and they go, well, I would like to listen
here.
To that at some point.
Yes. of course,
and then we're off.
the hitchhiking model, not traditionally one that makes profit.
Almost never. But what happens is occasionally you'll get one of these people that says, I wasn't expecting to like this, but I'm a widow. I could use a little company.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that you live in the neighborhood and you want to stay here for this long. Mm. Let's figure out how this works.
I mean, that's a key part of it. You can see your own apartment from where you're staying. Like, all your conveniences are still there. If you need that shirt, you can go back
for it. Or just pop right back over.
Yeah.
And that's what I do. Or people do.
Can we say, Terry? So,
how many people are doing this scheme currently, Terry?
Are you trying to build up a kind of
I don't like it
database?
Being called a scheme. I'm building a database.
Okay, all right. So, at the moment, is it fair to say that you're acting as both chaperone and guest for a lot of your interactions?
That has been the case.
Sure. So far.
So far.
Yeah.
But again, building.
Building.
But you must have had a few people sign up for it, have you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And some of them stayed as long as they thought they were going to, and others left early. And that's normal for travelers.
Yeah.
That is normal.
Yeah. I know that that's normal.
Yeah.
I've researched it. It's normal.
In fact, it's actually a good sign. Do you know the way, like, if you finish a whole place in a restaurant, you're like, oh, they must have loved that. So if you finish quickly and you leave, you know, or if you finish a test early and you leave, it's like, wow, they had a great experience in this test.
Same somewhere. And it's funny because I sometimes use the the phrase, you know, because I don't do refunds because I can't. I don't know how that really works. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It gets a little murky.
Sure.
I'm not going to create an ongoing conversation with all my customers who are unhappy because that's half of life, right?
Yeah,
so I say, you get what you get. You don't get upset.
Mm.
And they don't always agree with that.
Not a lot of businesses do that. No refunds because we don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they say the customer's always right, and I haven't found that to be the case.
No. Half right, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. When also, they like it, they're dead right.
Yeah.
When they don't, absolutely wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hang out of order.
And if they don't like it, they're wrong, I guess. Yeah.
Well, it's a bit robotic, isn't it, to when someone says, I didn't like it, and then you're supposed to go like, well, that sounds like you're right. Yeah. When you say the customer's always right, I'm just not sure.
Well, you want to dig into the stats.
Yes,
the facts,
absolutely.
Yeah. That's fair.
And I've gotten physically... I've been throttled by a couple people.
I thought you were going to say you've gotten physical with others, but no, you've been on the receiving end of
fight.
A couple of beasts.
Terry, I wasn't sure if I should mention it, but you have a neck brace on and then another neck brace on top of that one.
It seems like the first
Russian
neck brace
doll thing.
is putting too much pressure on your neck or something.
You're very red in the face, Terry.
Is it? Am I? Yeah.
I don't know if that's a natural thing because I haven't seen you without the neck brace.
I am naturally a bit red. Okay. And I was also just, I went to the beach with my family.
Okay.
So
they buried you up to your neck?
Yes.
Mm. The rest of you
that's not why the neck brace was on. And by the way, there's a ton of little loose sand bits and things in here too, which is...
Wait a second. Sorry, Terry, just to pick you up on something. Did you say you have a family?
Yes. Well, in the sense that mom, dad,
your parents,
sister.
So you don't have kids that you're bringing along with you.
No, I wouldn't
these,
do that
trips.
At this moment. I just don't have things exactly where I want them to be yet, and I really have sort of in my mind a set of circumstances I would like in order to start to procreate. And
that's great.
What
circumstances would they be?
What I'm trying to build up to is. Is having my own place again.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't have a place? So how are you staying in places that are near your place if you don't have a place?
Well, you mean your
my
car?
Sister. My sister. My sister.
Oh,
I stay with my
sister. Right.
Oh, good.
Currently.
Good.
Currently. Yeah.
So just to be clear, are you kind of going around to your sister's neighbor's house and just trying to stay with them?
Yeah.
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 Well, anyway, I mean, you've come on a longer...
And by the way, it was a bit of a... It's all a bit inspired by my sister, interestingly enough. She and her husband... It's a great guy. Marcus is a great guy.
Yeah.
And we've known each other since high school. And he, you know, so he knows I've had a bit of a, you know, I've had these jobs that last a while and then they don't. And then recently, and oh, well, more, I would call it, it's been a little bit. So this has been, this new business venture has essentially been something I've been formulating this for years.
Mm.
So I've been staying with them for a little bit of time.
It shows.
Thank you. Thank you. I think.
Because you are in, your clothes are in rags. So you obviously haven't had a lot of money to replace
these are,
them.
This is actually a new shirt.
Is it?
Yeah,
wow.
Okay.
This is a new shirt.
Okay.
Yeah,
so, I think you're talking about the pants, and I get that.
Yeah,
but,
the pants look like they were part of a uniform. Is that what it was?
Because they're cords, and when they get faded a bit, it's like easy to see that they're old. Which I think that's the garbage part about cords. It's like, why did you do that? You created something that makes it very easy to see when they're ragged.
Yeah.
So I think that's a design flaw.
It might be, because I've never seen cords that have been sort of like whittled down to their individual cords.
Yep.
Do you know, you can really see how they...
It's almost like it's almost like a corn on the cob, where you can really... It's very identifiable.
Yes.
Each
individual
strand.
Yeah.
Quite a few of your hotel B&B reviews end up talking about cords and the problems with corduroy trousers.
Huh.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah,
just kind of segue through
it's an
about
interest.
Halfway.
It's an interest.
Yeah,
it's an interest I have, and pants in general. But yeah, these are older, but they're also, you know, it's that thing where, you know, when you get a comfortable pair of pants, what are you supposed to do? Get rid of those?
You cannot. No, because you've bonded with them. You're comfortable.
You're
in
talking
them.
About your dog. I was listening to that. It's like
Rex. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that dog sounds ready to die, I would say.
Oh.
Right. But you're not going to get
it's a comfortable dog.
It's a comfortable dog. You're not going to put that poor dog is sounds like it's struggling around a bit.
And Rex is threadbare as well.
Yeah.
Rex looks like a loose bunch of cords. Yeah.
Right.
Like, so just sort of like a dust ball, a sentient dust ball, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we love him. We absolutely, little mascot of the town. You can't help but smile when you see, because you will hear him for a while, because if you're in like a local coffee shop, you'll kind of hear the clang. Clang of it coming along, and then you just see a little tuft of ragged hair just sort of moving along very slowly along the,
is he a
the
rescue
bottom
dog?
Of the window. Yeah, I think he is a rescue dog. Yeah. Oh, he's been given up a number of times. He's been moved around the town a bunch.
Got it.
Yeah.
And also rescues people.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's
like
a rescue
dog. Like those St. Bernards up in the Alps.
Yeah, with there is
with a little barrel of
Whiskey. Well,
what's in there? That's whiskey.
Rum, whiskey, something. Yeah.
Now, it is unfair.
Why is that? How does that save anyone?
Oh, it won't save you, but God, you'll have a good time as you die.
Got it.
Yeah. If you're going to go, you may as well have a little drink.
I always wondered about that.
Well, the barrel's too big for Rex. I'll say that immediately. Very often, it seems like the barrel is wearing Rex rather than.
Now, sometimes. The barrel. Yeah, some of that, he's just rolling along. Just occasionally he pops up over the barrel.
Because I think it's unfair to call it a barrel. It's more of a keg, I guess.
Yeah, it's a keg.
Yeah. They'll strap him to the side and they'll just boot it. And then hopefully it'll make its way.
The Swiss are amazing. And actually, I have some customers from Switzerland as well.
Incredible.
One family. And they have stayed with Mrs. Whitaker as well.
Is it mostly Mrs. Whitaker?
So lately it seems to be.
Yes.
But it's not exclusive. No.
Okay, sure.
No.
And
as in business is growing.
She is not exclusive with you, as in she allows other chaperones into her house?
I'm the only chaperone.
He's the chaperone.
I'm the chaperone.
The other guest.
But there's other guests.
Yeah. Sure.
In a way, she has said to me, am I running a hostel? You know, and I would say, well, I wouldn't call it a hostel. It's your house. It's your home.
You
know, so hostels have
you have
like
your husband's
breakfast.
Ashes on the, you know, mantle, you know?
Yeah.
And he sounds like a very complicated, he was a complicated man.
Really?
Yeah. They should complicated put that in an urn, man. Shouldn't they?
Well, certainly shouldn't be in a soup bowl as it is. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. A soup bowl. Was that one of his requests when he, before he died?
Yeah, that was. And she said that he loved her soup.
Yeah.
And she would make different kinds of it. And I don't know why people make a celery soup. I don't think that sounds very interesting to me.
No.
Celery is 98% water. And then truly, it's almost like a corduroy in a sense. It's just strands.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is. It's water held together by corduroy strands, green corduroy strands.
Now that you mention them, your trousers are starting to look familiar. Did you make your trousers out of?
I didn't want to get into this.
Sure.
Right.
These pants.
You patched them up anyway,
they're patched with dry celery.
Yeah.
Well.
And you don't realize that you can strip, you can peel them back.
Yeah.
And actually have, you know, a sort of a transparent,
like a vellum.
A vellum, exactly.
It's like a hemp product.
It's a bit like a hemp. Yeah. So anyway, so Mrs. Whitaker.
It's more pungent than a hemp, can I say?
Is it?
Noticeably.
Ah.
Noticeably. It doesn't seem to age like.
Well, I'm also using a new natural deodorant. You might be smelling that.
We can see that.
Right. Ah, cool. Yeah. So it's
thick.
You have to because it's one of the natural ones, you have to put a lot of it on.
Sure.
Right.
A lot of it on.
It is just sort of like drip. It looks like
it's made with clove.
Clove,
lavender.
Sure.
And it's, by the way, it's very textural. It's quite chunky,
it
really.
Looks
so
full cloves.
And
in
then
there.
And then olive oil. Which I'm not sure why, and then it turned into like a bit of a paste.
Yeah.
It's more of a sludge than a paste.
Mm. I'm thinking syrup.
It is almost
It has
syrup-y.
A syrup texture to it. It looks, now that might be
and
the
it goes
oil.
Right through, I think it is the oil, but then the cloves interacting with the oil, it creates.
You kind of have to scoop it back up into the pits every couple of minutes.
You're seeing me do that?
Yeah, I have noticed that a little bit.
Unfortunately.
But it's going really well, and And Mrs. Whittaker is she's become a bit of an innkeeper without really incredible. Intending to do that. Yeah.
And she helps you make the deodorant as well.
She does. Well, she
all
does
this
indeed.
Soup making, you know, and now what does she do with all the soup making equipment? Do you know?
Well, she does have. She's got a big mixer. That she got from a bakery, and I don't think you're supposed to really mix soup up in that thing, but she does.
She does.
But yeah, so her widow is in that bowl. It's a big bowl, and he was a small man, so it's not a ton of ashes. But
sure.
And she loves to tell the stories. About
she does.
Him.
She does, and she will offer it around.
She does.
Yeah,
she does, and that has come through in the reviews, and that's upsetting for some people, and those are the people that they're not getting a refund.
Yeah, you're not getting a refund
because the photos are. Pretty clear about what it is. Mm. Pretty clear.
Pretty clear.
I didn't want to get onto the photo so soon. Yeah. What did you take them on?
Oh, on
because if you don't mind me saying, they're kind
on
of
an Android. I have an Android.
Okay.
An old one though.
Yeah.
An old one.
Yeah.
And my friends are always
now.
Like,
you mean an Android phone?
No.
Oh, it's a robot.
It's a robot.
Okay.
It's a camera robot. I don't know if you remember, they used to sell those. They
look
like R2-D2, but you could like.
You could put a disc in this
one. That one.
Scoop it
they're
up.
Like from 1988.
Yeah,
remember those?
Yeah.
It was a money box.
Yeah, you put the coin
that
in
was it.
And then
yeah.
it would scoop it up into its own head or something.
It had a thing where you could put like a camera.
Yeah.
Just a normal camera.
Sure.
So I just prefer that the robot take it, but it's just a camera. It's like a disposable, you know.
Well,
like
that's
a
what
Fuji
I was going to say.
Disposable.
The actual photos themselves very clear, but they're all very low. They're all kind of like knee height.
I love,
you know?
And I love that perspective.
Yeah,
because it makes everything look a bit more grand.
Sure.
Really,
yeah.
Right? You know.
Yeah.
And you're
seeing a lot of shins in the photo as well.
And
I'm saying.
I've gotten a bit of that. Yeah. On the reviews, people said we'd love to see more of the space itself. You know. But you can learn a lot
from
by
somebody's
seeing
shins.
The,
yeah.
Just the lower, the first foot of anything.
Oh
you know
yeah.
What I mean.
Oh.
I mean.
Because let's be honest. We know. Are the floors clean? We're going to find that out in those photos.
For sure.
But
I mean, your shins tell a hell of a story.
They tell a story. They back do. To the pants again.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. So what I did was, I think you're referring to the fact that I've cut one of the legs off, right? Like up to about mid-shin.
All of the pants.
So it's sort of a half culotte.
Of
the trousers.
Yeah, not of your
sorry.
Legs.
No, I have my legs.
Yeah, they're safe.
But I did have, since we're getting into that, I did have someone recently who, you know, is handicapped. And they felt that I didn't advertise what that situation would be enough. And I did not refund them. I will not refund you.
They said you didn't advertise.
And that
the space.
The space. Mm. And they wanted to know, is there a ramp? Is there, you know?
And I
just didn't respond. They showed up. That gentleman is one of the ones who, that's actually how I have this neck brace on.
Mm. Oh, okay, bit of throttling there.
He really, strong as hell. Mm. And
kind of ragdolled you a bit.
Pinned me. Ragdoll, then a pin.
Yeah.
Pinned me up against Mrs. Whittaker's fence, which is a wrought iron fence of a very high quality. You can't find a fence like that anymore.
Oh,
you
no.
You don't find a blacksmith like that anymore.
No,
it's an old, it's a Victorian home.
Yeah.
And man, oh man. So yeah, I think one of the...
And this person was in a wheelchair.
One of the tines. Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm.
And
okay.
What you don't know about people in wheelchairs is they've really got to have
upper body strength.
Great upper body strength, but also incredible facility with those wheels. And they're going to push you with all that strength up into whatever it is they want to push you into.
Yeah.
And I was...
Because you were, let's be fair, you were goading a bit in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
You were like, well, you can't catch me.
I did. And who told you about that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So a little bit.
Well, that's a video on your website, I think.
It was a great shot. It does make the...
It is low.
To be fair, it was not intended to remain there, but I don't know how to edit very well.
Sure.
Yeah. So what you see at the beginning, I think you're leaving that part out.
Yeah,
you're seeing my logo. You're seeing Mrs. Whittaker's house.
Yeah. From about a foot
from the robot
high.
Perspective.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, just on the end, there's a little bit of that. And I don't know why I was videoing that stuff in the first place. But
do you think the robot was videoing it for you?
That makes sense.
Do you think it was like, well, this lad hasn't been paying me, I'm going to film him get yeah, but his ass
just to
now.
Be fair, it's not like a modern robot. It's an older.
Yeah.
It's kind of adorable. It's an idiot. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's an idiot robot.
Yeah, yeah,
you know,
okay.
It's not one of these new. You know, like Elon Musk. I feel like is making all these. You know, the what's happening with AI now, and I think I'm going to be phased out quite soon. And that's. And
oh, I
think
don't
that's
think so.
That's affecting the industry too.
The industry.
I went to a trade show.
Oh yeah, no, we want to talk about this.
And my sister. Yeah. Helped me finance that trip. So I went to Denver, mm-hmm. which is in Colorado, mm-hmm. and I went to a trade show for travel. Hospitality and travel.
Yeah.
Nice.
And most of it was not applicable to what I do.
No.
Yeah. It's a unique brand you
niche.
Got here. I mean, yeah, you found
that's
a new
how I
market.
Like to say it. Yeah. Yeah. So,
what was people's reactions to your stall at the?
They were so annoyed.
Did you have a stall? First of all, was it
no,
a stall as
no,
such?
No, just a lanyard.
Did you use the same technique and just wheedle yourself into somebody else's stall and be like, "Here's some free
I
groceries"?
I tried that, yeah. And okay. They did not appreciate that.
That's a shame.
They did not appreciate that. But we had a good time. I met some great people in the industry. I was kind of flirted for a while with the idea of going to work for a couple of these other companies, but I wasn't offered a position.
Sure.
I
just thought there when you said flirted, I saw a little light in your eyes and I was wondering, did Terry meet somebody?
I did have a bit of a romance there with a woman who works for Marriott.
Wow.
And I'm not into corporate people. I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
Very I don't mean to discriminate in that way, but
sure.
I think they're sort of, they're just sort of like a bit cookie cutter, you know.
Sure.
So,
right.
But this woman
this
was
woman.
Interesting. She loves karaoke.
Yeah.
So we set off into Denver.
Wow.
And
great.
We did.
Did you find karaoke?
Oh, we did indeed. And one of those ones, the real authentic ones, where it's in a room. And there's
a room.
Yeah. Like alone. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Small room.
A small room.
Small little cubicle kind of.
A bit like that. Yeah. And
just the two of you.
No. So there were a couple other
did
people.
Did you book this or did you sort of like
bag of groceries? In you go. People can't resist free groceries.
That's a good idea, and I should. Yeah. I didn't even think of that.
Oh, it's all shame. Kinds of things that you could set up with this
but
scheme.
This woman
you know,
was...
You're just doing accommodation, but you could be like doing parties.
You're making me think about
events.
A couple things that I'm going to take some notes on that later. Mm. Yeah. Groceries will get you through the door in a lot of places.
Yeah, we appreciate the ones you gave us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go, oh, good, good, good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, and by the way, that's high quality flour as well. Like if you're a baker, that's the good stuff. King Arthur, it's called. Yeah.
King Arthur flour. I have noticed that a lot of the stuff in it seems to be items that might last a long time. You know, there isn't really a sell by day. You give us a mustard in here. There's like just a tin of molasses, you know, stuff that. Is it fair to say you've started to buy a lot of groceries that
survival
has
stuff?
Yeah.
Survival stuff.
Because the stuff that's short term, you were finding it was spoiling pretty quickly because no one was taking it off you.
And it's expensive.
Oh, I see.
You know, the stuff that's going to expire, it's a losing battle. And
sure.
It's a slippery slope. So, no, I like to buy canned things, boxed things, things that have a lot of shelf life to them.
Yeah.
And I think people appreciate that, you
boxed
know.
Boxed things.
Boxed things, canned things, tinned things.
Yeah,
boxed, packaged.
Some kind of packaging.
Things
yeah.
that have preservatives in them,
sure.
I would say, is another way to categorize it. So we were in this
or preservatives that have some sort of food with them.
Yeah.
A lot
yeah,
of the
yeah.
stuff seems
yeah.
to be heavily processed, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like meat and paste.
Oh, you saw it?
What's the meat brick?
Meat brick, yeah. it's like a Spam, but it's drier.
Okay, right. Yeah. Okay.
I don't like Spam because it's a little too moist.
Too moist. Yeah.
You bite into Spam and your mouth floods with
I love
spam.
A beef jerky, for instance, that crumbles.
Yeah.
You know, I like something crumbly.
Yeah. No resistance. Mm.
No resistance.
No.
It should feel like, how is this even staying together all
this
time? the only structural integrity should be the package that it's in. It's not just a silty, it should just drip out of the package. So yeah, so enjoy the meat brick. It's good. Don't slice it. It won't.
It doesn't slice.
I learned that the hard way. Don't slice it.
So what do? You just kind of chomp on it.
Yeah, so what you want to do is kind of like get into a position to...
Oh, wait, you're not going to Popeye it.
You're almost going to Popeye. It's a great way to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we did karaoke, and then we got... So there was another couple people, and they didn't speak English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to
guess... Is that good for you or bad for you?
Oh, it's difficult.
Yeah, okay.
And I like to use my hands to gesticulate, to try and communicate and things like that.
Mm.
And then song. We thought song would be a way
universal.
To do that. Not so much.
No.
Not so much.
That's a shame.
But I had a great time with this woman, and we stayed in touch.
What was her name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Wow.
Rebecca works for Marriott. She's in their marketing department.
Very nice.
And
as soon as you have a place of your own, you're thinking maybe a second date?
Yeah, I mean, that'd be great. And she doesn't yet know, and now I'm worried she could hear this.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about...
I wouldn't worry about that.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your distribution like for this?
Well, there's Mrs. Lynch.
Yeah. We give her a couple of tapes.
Where does Mrs. Lynch live, by the
Bottom
way?
Bottom of the hill.
Bottom of the hill, yeah, yeah.
What kind of place is it?
Oh, I mean, it's okay.
It's nice.
Does she have a spare room?
She has a couple. She's been widowed recently.
She's been widowed recently, so she has some spare rooms now.
Yeah, she's been widowed recently. So that is
well,
right.
She still stays in the room, though. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
But once she was widowed, out the kids went.
Oh.
Well, she just didn't have the responsibilities then. She was like, well, fuck it. Time is short.
Yeah,
right?
It was
a real, it was kind of like COVID was for a lot of people, a bit of a wake-up call. And she was like, well, if...
Big time.
You know, if this is how it's going to go, and it's going to happen so quickly,
right.
I'm not going to waste my time on children.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah.
That's why she booted Rex out of the house. But she didn't have the heart to get rid of him too far. So she just put him at the edge of town and said, if he makes it back...
Is she the one that attached all the musical equipment to?
We don't know.
It's a bit of a mystery. It's a bit of a mystery.
That might have just been a gang of kids.
Yeah, or Rex could have just stumbled into a drum kit.
Might have done that as well. Yeah.
And and you brought up something there that I want to comment on as well as it relates to my business. I have a policy where it's no kids.
Mm.
So it's adult... What I call it's adult only.
Mm.
Okay. God, there's a lot of terms that are quite confusing with a different industry, aren't there?
You're not the first person to say that.
Yeah.
But how else could you describe it?
I don't know. I will say your rating system is interesting because the best ratings, if something's excellent in yours, you call it, well, the best thing, and that's your X-rated list. Yeah.
That's right.
That's yeah. That can, I think, also be a little confusing for
because
people.
Because X is like kisses, right? When you sign off, you XOXO, and I say, well, kisses are better than hugs.
Right.
X.
So this is X-rated.
Three X's.
That's very good.
Adult only, three X's. And,
Mrs. Whittaker.
And that's the first thing you see when you go on newexperiences.edu is adults only, XXX.
Yeah, you have to be 18 plus to enter here.
You do.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to get that accept all terms
and then,
thing.
Mm,
it cookies.
If
by the way.
Cookies. Tell us about your experience with cookies.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Why do they do that? And where are they selling my information?
I wouldn't worry about that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if none of our information is all that valuable. I don't mean that to say that yours isn't, but I don't think any of ours is really that.
But so Mrs. Lynch might be ready to be one of the, what I call them, the partners.
Mm.
So in new experiences. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you could head down there now and give her a shot.
Yeah. You first thing you do, I noticed, is you have the photo shoot up top. So you just do a tasteful photo shoot with Mrs. Whittaker's up there.
Yep.
Yeah. You have a few, you can sort of scroll through your partners, you call them.
I got to order another one of those cameras, though. They're hard to find now. You need to find those disposable cameras.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tough. Yeah. For the robots.
They're pricey as well.
Yeah. But, you know. I'm not taking photos on my phone.
Nah.
Because I don't know where that stuff gets shared, you know?
No.
Yeah, you're very worried about your own privacy.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is odd for someone who doesn't have much of it.
Sure.
Doesn't have
people say.
Room, yeah.
But it's important.
Well, it's important to have a small bit of your life for yourself. You know, you live with other people.
That was
your business is going into other people's homes. You need a little bit of space for yourself.
It's a... So... I don't have my own car currently.
Sure.
Right.
But my sister has a spare car.
Mm. Okay.
And I sometimes will just go drive in that, drive it out to the park, park myself there, recline the seat all the way back.
Yeah.
And just chill for a little while.
Just chill. Okay.
And I've
What time of day would you do this at?
Midday.
Okay, and, midday.
And, I've gotten in. I got police coming over to people from the neighborhood.
Yeah.
People want to know why.
Yeah. Relaxing in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Yeah. That's wild. But you
I would think that's fine. I mean,
it's fine.
Yeah. It's fine. Just chilling out.
Yeah, listening to music.
What's in front of where you park?
Ah, man, just tennis court sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Tom Petty
Tom Petty's playing.
Yeah.
She's got a tape deck. That car is so old, that car. Yeah. It's an old Volvo.
Yeah.
You know the ones where people are like, I love those old Volvos.
Yeah. And it's terrible. Partially wood. That
it
sort of
is,
car.
It
yeah.
is. Yeah. Which is, it makes no sense. But yeah,
even
it's
the
a very,
70s, I guess. They were 70.
It's a 77. Yeah. It's got a tape deck. Yeah. But,
great.
Anyhow.
So you just sort of screech into the parking lot.
Yep.
Yeah. Whack on the old Tom Petty.
That's it. And just give a little space to myself.
A little space to yourself.
Yeah. So yeah. I've been going
Finally
there because...
get away from Mrs. Whittaker.
A little bit of... Get away from Mrs. Whittaker. Get away from my sister. Get away from Marcus.
Yeah.
Who's turned into a real stick in the mud, like, over the years. Like,
family
guy. I get it.
Yeah. Mm. Successful.
A father. Successful. Holding down a job.
Yeah.
Owning a home.
Pants the whole way to his ankles.
He's got new pants constantly.
Yeah.
Like, just almost like it flaunting it a bit.
Yeah.
Come on.
We get it.
We do get it. Yeah.
Bringing bags of new clothes home with him.
100%. Now, do be
like
careful.
Wasteful, almost.
You lifted your arm there and a whole slew of that natural deodorant slipped off there.
Yeah, slipped off.
Yep.
If you want, I can get you like a rag or something to scoop that up in.
If you need it, I'm okay. I don't.
Oh, you can just keep that.
I just reapply throughout the day.
Is that what the bucket is?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Well, Terry, I mean, it's been great getting to know you.
Great to know you both.
I look forward to visiting your site and booking some holidays.
Please do. 100%.
I assume you'll be in the town. Well, you know, Mrs. Lynch is obviously your next port
to
call.
I'm going to go talk with her, see what she's got cooking. Great. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If you could put in a good word, that'd be great.
Oh, yeah. We will, yeah. I'm
oh,
sure,
yeah.
yeah. We, like we said,
I mean,
top,
she's deaf
always...
as a post, but...
Can I drum?
We'll try, and you have to really shout at her.
Maybe that's why Rex attached the symbol.
Just
Maybe
to get some attention.
Just some attention, do you know?
If you guys don't mind going on the site at some point, leaving a bit of a review.
It's actually banned on my server.
Yeah, I tried. My computer doesn't allow it in. Won't go on. I tried different browsers, all kinds of things.
I think it's been blocked at like an internet service provider level, actually.
Interesting. This is important for me to hear.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Experiences.edu.
Yeah,
newexperiences.edu.
Yeah, no, it's flagged. Yeah. I get brought straight to an FBI kind of landing page.
Oh, no kidding.
They were like, no chance.
Like, the cookies on this will destroy your computer.
Big time cookies.
Yeah, you better get into the old cookies. You have to sort that.
Cookies sound nice though, right?
They do sound nice.
Cookies sound lovely.
Yeah. Speaking of which, actually, I think I hear Rex.
Oh, he's on his way?
I can hear him.
Okay, well, we better go.
Yeah.
But before we do, just a quick plug I like to throw in at the end of the show sometimes.
We do this every time. I hope you don't mind, Terry.
Yeah.
Sure.
There's a chap called Brad Morris who people should check out
on
social media. And he has a podcast called Business Trips, which sounds hilarious. It's kind of mad because it's like two fellas and they make up characters.
Okay.
And they just kind of make it up on the spot.
Yeah.
And then they have other people come on and play
people
different characters
them,
as well. Yeah. And
are people into
sounds,
that?
Yeah, people like it. People like it. But Business Trips.
Takes all sorts.
Yeah. It's out now, maybe, or it's out soonish.
Season one.
I'm hearing soon. Yeah.
Soonish.
Soon.
Probably by the time
soon,
this comes out.
I think you'll be able to find it where you find all your podcasts.
Well, we don't distribute ours.
Oh, no?
No. But other podcasts, I guess.
Yeah.
I was going to tell my friends to check this out, but...
Waste of time.
Okay.
Waste of time.
Thanks for trying, though,
Yeah,
Terry.
Thanks for trying. If you want to check us out, you can on theimprovpodcast.com.
Yep.
All
the merch there.
All the merch is there. We still have just one or two t-shirts left.
Yeah, we got a couple of t-shirts.
Couple of t-shirts left. I found them, by the way. They were in my attic.
You did?
They were in my attic, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. So there, and I have dusted most of the cobwebs off, so they're pretty much as
great. Well,
good
those
as
are,
new.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Well, that's it then.
That's it then. See you next week.
Colin, until next time.
That's what's after happening.
In 1162, a man jumped to the moon. In 491, Galileo made the sun. In 1287, was the first ever Kevin. In 1919, Martin Sheen became queen. Something's after going on. What's the crack with this thing? All kinds of carry on. Look what's after happening.